Now is a time to feel good about yourself.
I love this.
Feel good about yourself because, Madison, at least you're not. Some of the people we're going to be reading about right now. For instance, the people who wear costumes in Times Square, New York.
What happened there?
Well, they're constantly finding themselves in the middle of chaos, Kristen. On Saturday night, a guy dressed up as a Tuskegee Airman. I guess that's a sort of like a military thing.
Okay.
Anyway, he got into a fight with a guy dressed as a Native American.
Oh, see, now I heard that you're not supposed to be doing that. That's racist.
Right.
Okay.
If you don't know the Tuskegee Airmen, first of all, your 11th grade teacher would be mad at you.
Right.
Anyway, there were famous black military pilots who fought in World War II. Anyway, the airman said he was offended by the other guy's costume, that costume being Native American.
Mm-hmm.
So they started arguing. And that's when a 24-year-old guy named Christopher Ramirez, who dressed up as Cookie Monster, came in to break it up.
Very good.
Now, the airman stabbed the Cookie Monster, which was not great. He had to be taken to the hospital with a lacerated spleen.
But oh my gosh.
Fortunately, it doesn't look like it's going to be life-threatening. The cops are trying to track the other two guys down, but they were in costumes, so nobody knows.
Was he just... The Cookie Monster was probably just there offering his goods.
Just trying to help it out.
Yes, honey.
And
not cool,
dude. It didn't
work.
It's not
cool.
Not cool at all. Hey, feel good about yourself because... At least you're not! A 30-year-old woman named Jacqueline Stacy from Crestview, Florida.
Mm.
Now, this is a filthy way to get revenge on an ex.
Oh, okay, good.
And if it would have worked, it would have been actually good.
Okay.
Anyway, Jacqueline Stacy recently mailed some drugs to her ex-boyfriend in jail. Now, a guard found them, obviously, when he was searching through the incoming mail, because that's what they do. They just search the mail.
Sure.
He confronted the guy, and he said Jacqueline must have sent the drugs because she was trying to get him in trouble.
Ah, sure.
But that actually wasn't just an excuse. He was actually telling the truth. The police had to investigate, and Jacqueline was arrested for attempting to smuggle contraband into a detention facility because she wanted to get back at an ex.
Wow.
So she mailed him drugs to get him in trouble into jail. He's already in jail.
Well, I guess that makes sense. I think that's actually pretty creative.
Hmm.
But yeah. I don't see how anybody would actually believe him that, oh, no, you didn't want that. But
especially if he was already in jail.
Listen, my girlfriend's crazy. She has red hair. And then he's like, oh, okay, makes total sense
now. Makes 100% total sense. Hey, feel good about yourself because at least you're not. A 33-year-old guy named Patrick McAllister and a 34-year-old guy named Joshua Willard. Now, they went to a wedding to be wedding crashers.
Oh, how creative.
Right?
Adorable.
Maybe even seduce a bridesmaid or two.
Okay.
But anyway, they went in to a wedding reception in Florida Saturday night. It was a place called the House of Beer. So maybe they thought everybody would be too drunk to notice. Anyway, people immediately recognized that they were crashing the party because no one knew them.
Sure.
So they told them to leave.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's where the wedding crashers messed up. They refused to go.
Come on!
And then they got into fist fights with the groom's father, the groom, and some of the bridesmaids.
Of course they did.
They even threatened the bride, which is not what you want to do on your wedding day.
No, honey.
Anyway, they were both arrested for disorderly conduct and being totally dumb.
Have you ever seen the show? It's called, like, something, A Gypsy's Wedding.
No.
Like, that's protocol at their weddings. They always fight. They always fight each other's families.
Sounds fun.
It's a good time, honey.
It's a good time. That sounds good. All right, feel good about yourself because at least you're not. Well, a guy at a strip club.
Really, Marco?
In Florida.
They're all out of Florida today.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
They didn't give this guy's name, and maybe it's good because this is embarrassing. Anyway, he was at a strip club in Florida spending all kinds of money. Having some fun.
Uh-huh.
He left the strip club around 2:15 a.m. on Tuesday, and even though he was drunk.
Okay.
He was drunk. He tried to drive home in his pickup.
Okay, that's
not good.
Yeah, that's not good.
He made it less than a block before he fell out of the pickup truck somehow and ran over his own leg. So, imagine this. You're drunk at 2:15. You've run over. Somehow, you've fallen out of your truck and run over your own leg. Then the truck actually smashes into a house. So there was a 58-year-old woman sleeping inside. So to recap, 28-year-old guy was so drunk he fell out of his truck. That truck ran over his leg and then ran into a 58-year-old lady's house. She was not out of the strip club all night, so she was coherent and she was able to call the police. The guy managed to flee the scene on one leg, but he left his wallet in the truck.
Oh, not the wallet! Yeah, so, how is he going to pay the woman for ruining her house?
I don't know.
Maybe get a little dance and
maybe
a tip.
Maybe. One thing's for sure, it's going to cost him an arm and a leg.
Oh!